Everyone is talking about the visual effects, animation, and screenplay of the movie The Mahavatar Narsimha. But they're missing the most important thing here. There are 7 hidden truths in this ancient Puranic story and in this movie that can completely change our perspective on life. The story of Prahlada and his father Hiranyakashipu is not just about good versus evil. When we look at the deeper truths through the lens of Vedanta, we discover 7 shocking differences that reveals something profound about your own identity and destiny. These include the real source of courage that can never be broken. Are you living like Prahlada or his father Hiranyakashipu without even knowing it? Let us uncover this by the end of this video, and maybe this understanding will change your destiny. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. The first difference is this: the source of courage. Shraddha versus Ahankara. Now, Prahlada's courage arose from Shraddha, the unshakable faith in the self or Ishvara. Whereas Hiranyakashipu's courage was rooted in Ahankara, ego, the confidence born out of doership, separation, and control. Here we must understand that true strength comes from surrender, not assertion or not enforcement. Prahlada had faith in Lord. Prahlada absolutely knew that he was the son of God. He was the son of Narayana. And that knowing was the source of his strength and his courage. Whereas for Hiranyakashipu, his confidence and courage came from his individual identity and ego, which is always limited and which is always temporary. With this, let's come to the second difference. That is identity. God versus Namarupa, or name and form. Prahlada identified with God. He simply immersed himself in the service of God, in remembering God, in just feeling the presence of that infinite intelligence and consciousness that is in and through everything. Prahlada's identity was completely surrounded with God. Whereas when it comes to Hiranyakashipu, that is his demon father, he was identified with the body, his position, his power, which Vedanta calls Nama Rupa Vyavahara, name, form, and function. Vedanta says consciousness or God is permanent, eternal, and truly powerful. Everything else apart from it is temporary. It lasts for a while, or it appears to be present for a while, but ultimately it is nothing else apart from God. And ultimately everything else fades away except God. Therefore, the wise see beyond form and they see God in everything and in everyone. The third difference is the nature of bhakti, the nature of devotion that these two people had. Prahlada had jnani bhakti, that is the ultimate form of devotion, whereas Hiranyakashipu demonstrated arthi bhakti, and Hiranyakashipu's penance or tapas was sakama. Prahlada's devotion was beyond desire, beyond conditioning, unconditional, rooted in pure consciousness. Whereas Hiranyakashipu's penance was driven by desire for power, for domination, and for immortality. Basically, he wanted to retain his ego forever, which is ultimately impossible. Here we must understand that true devotion is not bargaining with God. It is becoming one with God. It is dissolving in God. Now let's come to the fourth difference. That is perspective. The Satya Drishti versus Maya Drishti. Prahlada saw the world for what it is. Wherever he saw Lord Narayana. He saw God. And he could not stop himself from worshipping God and being in the presence of God. He just saw the truth for what it is. As the story goes, Prahlada says, "Even in the pillar, I see my God." That is when Lord Narayana takes the avatar of Narasimha, if you know the story. But Hiranyakashipu, on the other hand, was trapped in Maya, perceiving division, threat, and enmity. Here we must understand that a jnani sees the same truth in everyone and in everything. A jnani sees God in all. Whereas an ajnani, an ignorant person, sees division, sees separation, and sees duality. With this, let's come to the fifth difference, that is the relationship with death, acceptance versus fear. Prahlada had no fear of death because he knew he is not the body, and he had completely surrendered himself to God, and he knew that God would take care of him anyways. But Hiranyakashipu was so afraid of death that he sat for penance, for tapas, and he manipulated boons in order to try to avoid it. Here we must understand that fear will come to an end when the identification with the body and mind comes to an end. Otherwise, we are in an eternal suffering because of stress, anxiety, all of which will stem from the fear of death. And the sixth difference is dharma versus adharma. Prahlada lived his swadharma even under threat. He was a devotee and he knew that he was the son of God. He saw God in everything and in everyone, and he accepted his dharma. He just knew who he was and he lived it completely. No matter how much of influence he got from outside, no matter how many people tried to persuade him, including his own mother, he never listened. He knew the truth for what it was and he stuck to it. This is dharma. And living in alignment with our truth is what each and every one of us must strive for. He expressed truth with love and detachment. Hiranyakashipu violated dharma by forcing control and suppressing truth even from his own son. Here we must understand that dharma flows naturally through awareness, through consciousness, whereas adharma emerges when we are too much identified with the ego and the individual identity instead of looking at this reality holistically and paying attention to totality. And finally, let's come to the most important difference, that is the purpose of life, liberation versus control. Prahlada always moved towards moksha. His life was a means for union with the infinite. But Hiranyakashipu sought bhogya, that is indulgence in power, in control and in immortality. So here, one seek to merge with the ocean and another tried to build a dam to avoid it. But no matter what, every dam is temporary. One day or another, every river will touch the ocean. Now, as we went through the differences, you might think Prahlada represents pure good, whereas Hiranyakashipu represents pure evil. But this is not the case. If we go deep into the story, we will come to understand that Hiranyakashipu actually was nothing but a devotee of Lord Vishnu himself. Because of a temporary curse, he was born as Hiranyakashipu, and he had forgot that in his essence, he was one of the greatest devotees of Narayana and he was good. This Puranic story is trying to tell us something very profound. Hiranyakashipu symbolizes the jiva, who is you and me, who are caught in avidya, the ignorance of true self, striving outwardly with ego, fear and desire. Prahlada represents the awakened jiva, an enlightened being, the one who remembers his essential nature and the one who sees God in everything and in everyone. And ultimately, both are the manifestations of the same consciousness. Everything emerges from God and subsides in God.